Welcome back. 351, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Jim Robbins. It's time for the Robbins Report, heard weekly here. Jim Robbins is a Washington Times senior editorial writer, and he joins me now. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You see the shuttle today?
I did. You know, it was a pretty amazing sight, and also very sad because it's kind of the end of an era.
Mm-hmm. It's the end of an era, and I guess President Obama was standing out on the lawn waving goodbye to the program he killed, or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, he shepherded in the end of that. I mean, it really started under Bush, but
yeah.
He also canceled the successor project called Constellation, and in his latest budget, he zeroed out the Mars program that 2 years ago he had been touting. So he might as well wave goodbye.
Oh, man. All right. I want to get to one of your editorials. Obama gives Iran a freebie. This, you know, I knew that this sort of got under the skin of Obama when he was down at the Latin America, you know, the Summit of Americas, because he ended his speech by kind of throwing a barb at Benjamin Netanyahu. What was all that about?
Well, I think that so Prime Minister Netanyahu said he's the one who said that he gave that Iran got a freebie, because basically out of the Istanbul talks, nothing happened except Iran was basically allowed to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But President Obama doesn't, you know, he and Prime Minister Netanyahu just don't get along. So a little comment like that, and so he needs to strike back a little bit and say, oh, we haven't given up anything and stuff like this. But the fact is that the United States could have taken a strong stand at the Istanbul round, but we didn't. And Iran came out of it saying that the U.S. had actually changed its policy. So, you know, then the president had to push back against that, too.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he does not want to see a war between Israel and Iraq, at least not until after November, right?
Yeah. Well, a crisis in the Middle East would be very bad for him to deal with right now, or, you know, at any time, really, but particularly with an election coming.
Right.
So, yeah, if they can keep talks going through November, then that would be perfect.
Yeah, because it is all about Obama. It's not about the rest of the world.
Oh, totally. It's all about the re-election at this point.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on to the next topic, Obama's tax hike patriotism. I saw Joe Biden out the other day and referencing this, saying that, you know, you're a bigger patriot if you give more money. Is that what this is about?
Oh, yeah, that we're all patriotic, you know, if we all pay our fair share, even though people at the top income levels currently pay most of the income taxes. So I really don't know what fairness means in his mind. Maybe if the people at the bottom 50% who pay zero income taxes, is that fair? I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about, but I certainly never thought that paying more taxes was patriotic. Maybe King George III should have said that.
Yeah, really. All right. I want to take you down to I mentioned the summit of the Americas. The biggest news that came out of there was not what happened between the leaders. It was what happened between the Secret Service and the locals. How much of a security threat does the Secret Service incident really, what's the potential for that really being a problem?
Well, I think it's really a big problem because the Secret Service has always had this air of kind of a detached invincibility, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, they're always there, they're always right, they get the job done, they're kind of supermen. But now we find out that, no, they go to brothels and they stiff women, you know, the prostitutes on the fee.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging out with women in their room when they have top secret documents in there, including the president's schedule. And it is known that foreign security services use women in these roles to try to infiltrate and take advantage of weak-willed Americans who are visiting their countries.
Yeah.
So, you know, in this case, luckily, nothing like that happened. But just imagine the scenario where a Secret Service guy, has a prostitute who turns out to be working for a foreign security service, and then they get hold of information that endangers the president. I mean, it sounds like a movie, but that's exactly what we were seeing.
Didn't we just talk about this? You and I talked about this. Was there a Russian woman trying to or getting too close to a cabinet member?
Right, exactly. So, you know, if you have people in your administration who are susceptible to these kinds of things, and I can tell you from being in government that you get training that says, you know, when you're abroad, do not engage in these kinds of activities because you open yourself to blackmail or, you know, to compromising positions, then, you know, if you have these people in your administration, you just got to clean them out.
Yeah. All right, I got time for one more. I'm going to drop down here to North Korea's rocket launch attempt. That didn't go well. Were you surprised?
No. In fact, Andy, I want you to go back and check the record. We said it was going to fail. Okay? Go back. Last week, we were talking about it, and we predicted that the rocket launch would fail. So definitely not surprised. And I think the most interesting thing to come out of it was that there were Iranian observers at the North Korean rocket launch. So for those who want to continue to deny that there's a proliferation problem, answer the question of what Iranians were doing there.
Yeah. Now, do you think that it was just, a shoddy build, or did someone help take it down, like us?
Well, if we help take it down, then I am just thrilled, and I think that's a great thing. Part of the problem was they launched it wrong because you're supposed to launch rockets taking advantage of Earth's orbit, but they launched it to the south, which is kind of technical, but the fact is that's the wrong way to launch it. And probably it's just, you know, the pride of North Korean craftsmanship. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I love that. They didn't know how to launch their own rocket. How scary is that?
Well, it's good for us. So yeah. At least it wasn't coming at us.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Jim, good to talk to you. We'll do it next week. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, Jim Robbins of the Washington Times. He's a senior editorial writer. Yeah, I love that. They didn't know how to launch their own rocket. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.